crash into a ditch. Just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you'd like to think your shit don't stay.
Her attitude is potty. When I met her at a party, she was hardly acting naughty. I said, shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you balling? I said, darling, you sound like a prostitute pausing. Oh, so you're one of them freaks. Get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But game been peaked. Dropping names, she's weak. Tricking off, this bitch is lost. Must take me for a geek. Quick way to eat. Deep place to sleep. Rent a car for a week. Trick for retreat. No, go on the raw sex. My ace test is flawless. Regardless, we don't want to get involved with all them lawyers and judges. Just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I want to see your support, bro. Not support you.
Everybody, welcome to GXYZ. How's it going?
Hi, everybody. Good evening.
What's up? Hello.
That song's got like a little bit of like a light twerk to it. Just like a little bit. Like a grown twerk.
I like it. I've never heard it before, Jason. I like that song.
You've never heard it before?
No, I haven't.
Before. It's like a light throwback.
No.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a throwback. That's like early 2000s.
Yeah, what record is that off of? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think it's
Speaker Box.
Speaker Box, yeah. Ooh. Speaker Box of Love Below, yeah.
That's it. Yes. Awesome. I love it when I discover new music I've never heard. That was cool. So thank you. So tonight, everybody, we're talking about several things as usual, but one of the things we wanted to talk about was gay adoption. We're going to talk about the bitchy drag queen.
Tyra Santa.
Yes, that bitch. tonight on the show, as well as some Ariana Grande news and some and Jason's review of Straight Outta Compton. He watched that movie recently.
Oh yeah, I want to hear about that.
So we're gonna talk about several things. So why don't we start with the adoption thing and we'll move on from there. So what's your take on that whole thing, Christian?
Well, this has kind of been a big topic this week, especially this year, as we continue to move forward with LGBT movements in our community and in this country. Obviously, gay adoption has been around for a while. For me personally, I am still really young, 22 years old, so I've got quite a ways to go before I get there, but it's definitely something I'm open to. I would probably go the adoption route before I would go the surrogate route, just because there's so many children in the world that could use a good home. And
sure,
while I would love to see a mini little Christian running around, you know, I'd also love to just, you know, be able to change somebody's life. What about you, Donovan?
Well, my husband and I have talked about this for a while, and we had a plan, or have a plan, or have had a plan, I should say, to finish the remodel on my house and then do the kid thing, because we wanted to travel first and, you know, do all that stuff, because having a kid is very, very, very time demanding.
Yeah.
And we really both actually want to go the surrogacy route.
Okay.
However, it's cost prohibitive, because it's going to cost about $100,000 per child to do that.
Right.
Because of lawyers and doctor's fees and bills and things like that, and surrogacy costs and the egg donor, blah, blah, blah. So we're probably going to end up, if we do end up adopting, we're going to adopt, I mean, if we have a kid. And I think that that's probably best. And actually, I prefer actually having an older kid, because you get to skip all the diapers and you get to skip all the bullshit.
Like, how old? Like, what's old?
I don't know. Like, you know, between six, seven, you know, somewhere in that range, maybe. But the problem I have with it, my husband and I have talked about this, is that, and this is my own fear, and maybe it's unjustified, but I feel like one, when you get an older child, and this is probably why a lot of older kids, when I say older, of course, they're kids who are in their teens all the way up to 21. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, you know, older than an infant, they often end up having, you know, issues because of what's happened to them. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't want to get a kid who's obviously been taught that being gay is wrong, who's like ultra, ultra religious and hates, you know what I mean? And somebody who's already developed a personality that I can't help mold into something that's, or direct in a different way. And I think that's why a lot of people don't want to have older kids, because they get to mold a kid into what they want to be. And so that's one of my fears about that. But I guess ultimately it doesn't matter to them. I guess ultimately they just want a home.
Right.
But I don't know. So that's how I feel. But we do want to adopt. But now our plan is in the next year or two. That's the plan. So what about you?
In the next year or two?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
We're actually going to go to you have to go to get a home study done and everything first in September. So that's the first thing we're doing.
Oh, wow.
So what about you, Jason? Yeah. Any interest in kids?
No.
Not at all.
Why? Because you don't like kids or what?
No, I don't. I love kids. I just... There's two things with me. First, I feel like I wouldn't be a good enough of a parent for kids. I don't know. I just have that thing, like, I just feel like I wouldn't be a good parent.
Because you're selfish?
No, not that, but it's just I'm always doing spontaneous things, like if friends ask me to go somewhere, I'm like, okay, let's go. You know, I don't have any kids. Like, I have friends who have kids, and they're like, oh, let me find a babysitter, or no, I can't do it. And
yeah,
like a friend of mine, she just had her second child, and I haven't seen her in months because she has. And I'm, you know, but my friends who don't have kids, it's like, you know, let's go to the movies. All right, dropping Sunday.
Right.
Went to the movies. I'm like, okay, let's go.
You like your freedom.
Exactly.
And I don't blame you. And I understand that. I think that's cool. And honestly, the truth is, for me, I'm not one of those people who have to have kids to be happy. It's something that I wish to happen and want to happen. And my husband's the same way. We want to happen. But we actually have realized, as you know, because we were going to do it a few years back, that the more we move get older, the less likely it's going to happen. And so that's why we thought when we go to this thing in September, we can really see what's involved or whatever and make up our mind then. But ultimately, I'd say I'm about 75% I want a kid, 25% if I don't have one, I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And don't you think that people who don't want kids, that's fine? I think it's perfectly
fine. Well, no, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, if if that's the direction that you're going for, that you know, want kids, I'm happy for you. I'm just saying, me personally... Mm-mm.
But I think that's better, Jason. That's good, because I prefer people who know what they want. Like, you know you don't want a kid. It's better to know that you don't want one, not have one, than have one and not want one.
Right.
Like, I'll babysit, but then after a few hours, I'm like, okay, you gotta go back home.
You'll be the uncle. Uncle Jason.
Like, teach him some cheer routines, give him the
seat. Exactly. And as soon as I get worn out, I'd be like, okay, you need to call your daddy. I'm getting tired now.
Like my babysitter did. Are either of you guys fearful of, like, parenting or, like, scared of, like, screwing a kid up? Or...
I know that, and this is gonna sound so, like, I know everything because I do, but... I know that if I had a kid, he would be or she would be so fucking awesome, because I've always said they have to have a talent. They have to either be in sports or they have to have, like, a musical talent or something, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to cultivate a well-rounded kid. And also they have to be involved in something in school. And they have to, you know what I mean? Apply themselves and da-da-da-da. So I know that I have a really good kid. Now, screwing them up, I think every parent screws up their kid, no matter who you are. Honestly, don't you think that everybody does it, no matter how well-meaning they are, to some degree?
Mm-hmm. Because either if you're overprotective, then they're too overprotected. And then if they're not, then, you know, they get into trouble. And
right.
Either way, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying.
And it doesn't matter. I have a sister-in-law who's raised her kids pretty well. And some of her kids has just turned out to be like, oh, I mean, they've been turned, you know, terrors. But their dad was like a horrible, terrible person because he was in jail and everything. And so one of my fears is, if I adopt a kid genetically, are they predispositioned to be like a complete asshole? Or you know what I mean? So at least with my own genetics, I know that they're not a complete asshole.
Right.
So that's what I think about it. That's one reason I want to not adopt. But we'll see.
Yeah.
But
would you need a good cop or the bad cop? Who's who?
Oh no, my husband would be the good cop. He's like, so like, whatever. I mean, he's I mean, he would be somewhat strict, but I mean, I would definitely be the disciplinarian. That'd be me. Yeah. I have no problem saying no. He's like, you know, whatever. and I'm immune to their cute little faces and all that stuff. Right. And, you know, I'm like, whatever, bitch. You know, I know game you're playing.
You'll grow out of that.
So I don't know.
Wait till that Kool-Aid start kicking in.
Yes. So I don't know if I don't know if we're going to end up having them or not. I hope so. That's the plan, but we'll see. I'll let you know. I'll keep you informed. What about, are you going to actually... Christian, do you have a plan in your mind, like when you want to have kids, or is it just depend on when you find the guy?
In the next 20 years.
Okay. Yeah. Well, damn. Years.
Well, I gotta. Well, you don't have to have love. You don't have to be in a relationship to have a kid.
No.
But I'd like to be. But right now, I'm really tunnel vision on my career, and that's what I want to focus on the next 10 years.
That's where you should be at this age.
Yeah. So.
And I don't, and I would never want to have a kid by myself. If my husband and I ever broke up or something, no, it's not happening for me.
Sorry. And that's another thing I kind of always think about, like in a gay relationship, like let's say you get a surrogate, right? And you say, I don't know, husband Y is going to be the sperm donor, and they have the kid, and it's husband Y's genetics. Mm-hmm. And you guys get a divorce, and husband X hates, they now hate each other, and is like, well, that's not my kid because he doesn't have my blood running through his veins. Mm-hmm. Like, I always wonder how do you deal with that? Is there a legal situation?
It used to be not a legal situation because if a gay couple had that happen, but now that we can get married, and now that it is now made so in Texas now, even because this whole Ken Paxton, the attorney governor, whatever his fucking name was, attorney general thing, now it's so that when a couple is married, gay couple is married, and one of them has a child, you know, genetically, the other parent is automatically equal in their rights, just as if it were a heterosexual couple. If one person's a step parent and they're married to that person automatically has the rights. So now you're both legally responsible, regardless of whether you like the person or not. So okay. I think it's the same with straight people. If you break up, you still want to love your kid and, you know, be part of his life or whatever.
Well, not always.
Well, okay.
You
would
hope. Well, never met their daddy in their life.
No, I know that's true. But I mean, a good parent, I think, would really want to. If he really really love them, you always will. But anyway. So you wanted to talk about the drag queen thing. The bitch.
Yes, it's been all over social media the last 3 days. Winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2, Tyra Sanchez, who I will say, before I get into specifics, is not that educated first. I'll say that.
Obviously.
But I mean, just as far as communicating herself, it's clear that she's not educated to the standard that she needs to be at her age. So basically, somebody had tweeted her and she said, well, I'm not responsible if someone wants to take their own life. That's their own business. Like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't care about that. And then another fan replied and was like, do you realize the type of example that you're setting? And, you know, there could be somebody reading this right now that is teetering suicide and you're encouraging them. And was responding with things like, oh, go die. And then at one point had told somebody, somebody had tweeted her and said, well, my brother committed suicide, or some family member committed suicide, and it affected our whole family. And Tyra responded by saying, well, what you don't realize is you're the reason he committed suicide. So just these nasty comments towards fans, people that are just trying to just educate her, talk to her a little bit about depression and the dark side of right. suicide, and these serious issues that we have going on, not only in our community, but in society in general, but specifically the gay community and our trans community, because of the hate and the type of things that go on in small towns and big cities late at night on street corners. I mean, you just never know.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think it shows the person's character. It doesn't matter how mm-hmm. educated or uneducated she is.
Right.
What it shows is her character and how she thinks about people and humanity. And she just shows her to be somewhat of an asshole. I mean, she really is just an asshole. I mean, who would say that? And yeah. I think that people, as you said, she's uneducated. She's ignorant about the situation. But I think that when someone is committing suicide or has committed suicide or is contemplating committing suicide, I mean, they're at a point that, for whatever reason, they're either struggling with depression clinically, or they're going through something really horrible in their lives, right. or they have a horrible self-image. I mean, there's a bazillion reasons you could mm-hmm. be going through this. And these reasons are often, you know, external. But mm-hmm. the point is that person, to say that person, you know, oh, I don't give a fuck about you, just go on, you know, do what mm-hmm. the fuck you want. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to be me, whatever she said.
Mm-hmm.
I think is crass and cruel and mm-hmm. and inhumane. I mean, mm-hmm. how can you not look at another human being and say, I don't want you to kill yourself? I mean, I want
right.
it to be real.
And then she tried to backtrack a little bit by saying she killed the person she used to be, which is what she was trying to say. She killed her old habits, the person she used to be, and now she's a new Tyra, which...
Well, I don't like the new Tyra. I don't like the first Tyra either. But
I don't anyway. Like the old Tyra. I don't like the new Tyra.
I don't like Tyra.
No, I mean, nobody does, so...
I actually don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race. She's from Drag Race, right?
Okay. Season 2, so
yeah.
12 years ago.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, okay.
Not literally 12 years ago.
No, but oh, okay. Okay.
It's going on season 8 next year, so.
Well, now, what do you think, Jason?
I heard over it, you know, about the situation over the weekend. I don't know much about her because, honestly, I don't watch the show either. But to say something like that, that, you know, that you necessarily, you know, don't care about someone's life or it's not your concern, that type of thing, that may be how you feel, but you have to remember that you were on a reality show, so there are certain people who are looking up to you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even if you don't, even if you truly feel it's none of your business, at least pretend and make it seem like, you know, you shouldn't do that. At least let them know, give them some words of encouragement. I mean, now, if that's how you truly feel, you know, behind closed doors, and that's one thing, and, you know, but at least on social media, at least, you know, make it seem a little bit more uplifting. Just
well,
like, oh, that's none of my business. And
if she had any kind of, like, tact or any kind of, like, social mores, she would know mm-hmm. that you don't say that. But I actually would prefer that she just be an uneducated dumb fuck and say
right.
shit like that, because I'd rather know who I'm dealing with and know that I don't want this person around. And so I'm glad that she's making a fool of herself. She's a dummy. Yeah.
And there's, I mean, there have obviously been a lot of other stars that have come off of that show that are basically saying they don't agree with what she's saying. You know, pretty much the entire gay community. It's Tyra Sanchez versus the entire gay
body. Yeah, no, it's so true.
So, you know, it's clear who's winning here. It's just sad when you don't even want to understand. That's the thing. She doesn't even want to understand.
She's just basically saying, I don't apologize. That's how I feel. Deal with
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly that.
Whatever, bitch. Okay. So next, Jason, you said that Ariana Grande fans are starting a petition to cancel Wendy Williams' show. Why?
Yeah, we know it ain't happening, but I'm going to tell you what happened.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
So what had happened was, no. So Wendy Williams was on her show and she was talking about Ariana Grande and Big Sean, their relationship, how they broke up, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And she made a comment saying that Ariana Grande looks like a 12-year-old, which she technically does.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like, all of the Ariana Grande fans got just so bent out of shape, and, you know, because they called her a quote-unquote a 12-year-old. And now they're trying to start this online petition. I think it's funny, but it's
are you kidding me?
They started an online petition to sign to get the Wendy Williams show canceled. I'm like, how old are her fans? Aren't they like 10-year-olds? Yeah. So I'm just like, and I'm like, they're not even old enough to vote. So I'm just like, how are you going to sign a petition to cancel a show if not enough to vote?
But even so, still, why would they cancel a show because she called somebody a 12-year-old? She said much worse than that anyway.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I remember that, you know, no. First of all, let me say no offense to any of the Ariana Grande fans out there. However, comma... you have to remember that some of the Ariana Grande fans are pretty, what's the word I'm looking for, they're a little
enthusiastic,
yeah, that with a combination of a little
cuckoo,
high strung and a little loony all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, if you say anything bad about, you know, someone that they, you know, quote unquote idolize, then it's like, oh hell no, I can't believe he's six and said that she looks like a 12-year-old and that type of thing. I'm like, girl, it ain't that serious.
Well, I mean, serious. I think there's a difference too, because I mean, these fans that you're talking about, like for me, I'm obviously a huge Madonna fan. If somebody says something bad about Madonna, I actually can be objective about it and say, yeah, her arms look like Skeletor or whatever, because they do. But I mean, you know, I mean, or she looks bad because of this, or she's done this, she looks stupid. I can be objective about it. But I think if you're so like enmeshed in someone that you're like obsessed to the point where you can't even say they look like a 12-year-old, you're a little wacky.
And that's what it's a little obsessive. Like, I mean, they can say things about Madonna. They can say things about, you know, plenty of people. But you also have to remember, this is Wendy fucking Williams. She goes in and talks about everyone.
She brings it on herself.
Exactly. So I don't know if Ariana Grande fans are like new to the whole Wendy Williams experience or that type of thing. But it's like, Wendy Williams has been doing this for years. Even back in her radio days, she always went in on people and, you know, just had, you know, spilled the tea and told all kinds of gossip about celebrities. So it's like, I honestly, really, at the end of the fucking day, this petition is going to do shit. I mean, her show is still going to be on the air.
Right. Of course.
Ariana Grande, the fans out, some of her fans out there, let me be clear.
Well, when I was reading it, it sounded a lot like they were mostly upset because they felt like, you know, as a woman, you should be supporting another woman, and this is basically, like, belittling somebody because of their body, which is the way they're born, and, you know, Wendy's she's a thick girl, she's big, you know, she's tall, and as a woman who is often made fun of for their size, they would just... you know, expect her to be a little bit more kind to her. But again,
that's not her. That is not her character. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
But people have always made fun of Ariana Grande. Wendy Williams is not the first person to make fun of her.
And people have always made fun of Wendy Williams.
Yes.
But I think the moral of the story is, you know, woman against woman, and you know.
But it's not even the women; it's their fans. So right. It's not even them doing this. It's just ridiculous.
Well, and they're like, I mean, and they're 13. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yes. Oh my God! Did you hear what Wendy Williams said about Ariana? Right, oh my God! Like, oh my God! We've got to get her out of the school.
And Wendy Williams has been off air on summer break for like a month.
I know.
Catching on to this.
I know. I know. I can actually see Wendy Williams' face when she comes back, just making that face. Look.
I know. It's ridiculous. So at the end of the day, the show wasn't going anywhere.
Right. Should be real clearly, quick to tell you, she got that contract to 2018.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
Yeah, her contract is, she has a contract with whatever network that Fox. Is. And so, yeah,
the Fox only thing I don't, one of the only things I don't like about Wendy Williams, is that she always, I mean, I don't know, maybe this is a lot of celebrities because they need to do this in order to relate to the fans, but she always acts like she doesn't have any money and like she's just everyday Wendy. You know what I mean? Like she's just like going to Marshalls and you know and whatever.
I told you she did wear that street wig though.
I know.
Well, you know that's what initially kind of turned me on to Wendy was because you know she would shop at Dollar General and Marshalls and that type of thing, and I was like, okay, she just seems like, you know, the everyday, you know, average woman. Mm-hmm. You know, she'd be like, oh yeah, I mean, she like, you know, goes on grocery shopping and, you know, goes to Target and, you know, all these other places, and I'm just like, okay, she's not one of those people that's just like, oh, let me go into, you know, Louis Vuitton, and I'm sure she does, and, you know, buys things like that, but it's like...
But the reality is that Wendy Williams's net worth is around $60 million. $60 million. So the woman is not an everyday girl, okay?
Well, so,
I mean,
well, she can spend some of that money to
spend with me. And that's exactly. I mean, she can be all, you know, it's like Oprah Winfrey, for example, when she, you know, she's like a bazillionaire. And she, when she was doing her show, she kind of tried to do that to some degree, but I don't think it's the same way, obviously. She was much more high-end or whatever. But she wasn't, like, trying to be, like, act like she didn't have tons of money. And that's just one of the things that bothers me about Wendy Williams is she kind of acts like she does it. And I'm like, whatever. I know you. But anyway, whatever.
Well, some people are frugal. I mean, just based on where you go, it's like you could be a millionaire, have $1 million. But if you still grew up really poor, you're probably not going to be the first one to
buy
a block of $50 cheese.
That's true. And that's fair. But I still think she's fake. But whatever. Okay. Target is becoming gender neutral. You read about that?
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yes, and so people are
really. Is it really that big of a deal?
No.
Yes. Yeah. Well, to some, because they've gone to corporate and.
But like in the grand scheme of things, is it really that big of a deal? Are we dying over this?
We aren't, but these people are.
Are we curing cancer here?
Losing their minds.
I mean,
oh my God! What's the next thing you're gonna do? Once a person said, the next thing you're gonna do, you're gonna put all the boys and the girls' clothes together. I mean, and it's only in certain departments, like entertainment, toys, and something else, sporting goods or something.
And what does it matter if it says boys or girls? I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Well, you have to remember, the people that are complaining are mainly the quote-unquote, take back our country. Let's take back
That's
our
fine.
Country.
That's fine. They can go to Walmart. They can go to Buy for Less. They can go to Dollar Tree. I'm not bothered about them going those places.
I know.
It seems like those are the type of individuals.
It's fine to me because now I can go shop on Tuesday afternoons after they do their markdowns and all those people won't be there.
Oh, my God. And Target, you know, Target is fabulous.
Yes, I go to Target once a week. I was there today.
When I was your age, I was always going to Target. It was fantastic. I loved it. I haven't been there in a while, but it's still...
I didn't realize Target had been around that long.
Oh, bitch, whatever. Anyway, I just loved Target because they always had the best, like cheap furniture and cheap, bed stuff and, like, accessories and stuff. Yeah,
they get me...
Yeah, and it was like in terms of like between Target and Walmart. I mean, there was no competition. There still isn't probably between the style. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm just saying that people have just gone crazy. I mean, people were like blowing up Twitter and on Facebook and going on Target's website. And like one person says, "Oh, whatever happened to boys will be boys and girls will be girls?" And someone said, "Target's gender bending policy is just another feather in the bizarro world's cap." I'm like, are you serious with but this shit?
Did you see, I don't know if the other one of you saw, the guy the guy who spoofed Target and responded to everybody? He responded to everybody on Twitter as Target, and these people were complaining about it, and he was being complete bitch. And the thing
is, these people were dumb enough to
believe it. And they were saying, stick it up your ass, and things like that, I don't know. And they were like, oh my God, I'm calling corporate now. I'm on the phone. I'm
like, bitch, you didn't check the blue check mark? Like, you were that dumb to just...
It is so dumb. I mean, people are so stupid. But that's the kind of people who give a shit are people like that anyway. So.
And that's why I don't understand. There are so many things going on in the world. So much you can put your energy towards.
Because, as Jason said, it's the same set of people who are like, you know, boys will be boys, girls will be girls. I'm Christian. I'm, you know, a right-wing, you know, conservative, a rebel flag flying, you know, anti-gay, anti-black, anti-everything, Muslim, everything there is. People. That's the people who give a shit about this. That's it. So, what about...
They should. I should get them signed up on a charity or something.
They need to use their energy somewhere else.
They're that so passionate.
Exactly. I did see, by the way, that Melissa McCarthy had lost a lot of weight.
Oh, wow.
And I did want to talk about this as well, Jason, because I don't know. Do you know how much she lost, Jason?
It doesn't say. I'm actually trying to look it up now.
I think she didn't. I don't know if she ever said.
No, actually, when I think about it, I think when I read the initial article, I think she maybe lost about 30 pounds.
Okay, but 30 pounds on somebody her size is a lot.
That is a lot.
And she's short. I didn't realize how short she was.
But she still looks amazing, though, compared to what, I mean, you know, she looks really
good. Well, I like the way she looked before, but, I mean, she looks even better now, so.
Well, yeah.
So was this a progressive thing, or was this like a...
Well, what I read her say, I mean, I read about a month ago her saying something like, she said she wasn't trying to lose weight. She just stopped giving a shit about whether she was fat or not and decided she just eat what she wanted, and she stopped obsessing over food, and so she started eating less, and now she's lost weight. And that's what she said. So I don't know if that's true, if she's gotten gastric bypass.
No, she has some pictures on Instagram because she's coming out with a clothing line as well, and I guess someone snapped a photo of her and put up on Instagram, and she looks completely different. So pretty much it was pretty much letting know she's coming out with a clothing line, and it ranges anywhere from... It starts at a size 7 and goes all the way up to a size 28.
Wow.
And... They just happened to snap a photo. I don't know if it was like her assistant or something, but they post this photo online of her.
She looks really good.
See, but oftentimes when a larger celebrity tends to lose a lot of weight, people feel like they're not as funny or they're not.
I don't think that. I mean, I think that, you know what I think it is? I think this is what I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think when someone is obese or really overweight, I mean, you know, really, really overweight like she was. I think that they actually are not seen as a threat by most of the public, or women aren't threatened by her, men aren't threatened by her.
Right.
So they just look at her as a funny woman, and so as she begins to lose weight and she begins to become prettier, as if you want to put it that way, and more of a threat, I think people start to see, oh, well, now she's like, you know, a threat to some way.
Right.
And so I think that's why people start to say she's not as funny. And of course she's going to be just as funny.
Right.
If you have an issue with her because she's lost weight, that's why, I think. But Go ahead.
No, I was saying that actually there's a correction. She lost 45 pounds.
45 pounds. Wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
But I've never understood why people think that big people, they associate big people with being like quote unquote jolly. Like they have to be, you know, because funny, almost like a comedian type of deal. As soon as they lose weight, they're like, oh, they're not funny anymore.
Right. Yeah. And that's it's what well, I told you.
I think oftentimes a lot of people that are bigger, they go through tragic situations in life, which is why they cope with food. And a lot of times when you go through trauma or grow up in a dark household or things, you lean towards funny
to survive.
Make light of situations. Mm-hmm.
To survive, just like a lot of gay guys do the same thing. That's why a lot of gay guys are so witty, because they have to use their wit to combat that bullshit when they're growing up.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I need to lose weight. I gained weight, my God, this past 2 years, because oh my God, it's crazy. But I really wish I could lose weight as quickly as she has. But she's lost it in like a few months, like 8 months or something, I think.
I mean, she looking good. You looking good?
But I always use Herbalife to lose weight. I love that stuff.
Oh, one of those. See, I have like a.
I don't sell it. I'm not trying to sell you. I don't sell it. I buy it, but I'm just saying. Like, I know how to lose.
I know how to lose weight. I had a personal trainer and came to my house, all that stuff, and I did it all. Looked really good years ago. Then, like I told you before, I got married and all that stuff, and then we fell off the wagon after we got married. But I think that it is easier, though, if you're, like, super wealthy like they are, and you can have all your meals prepared for you, and you know what I mean? And you have somebody there always to watch what you're eating and blah, blah, blah.
Get lap band and then get, like, skin surgery and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. And so, I mean, it's so much easier when you're rich to do these things. It's easier to do anything when you're rich, of course. But, I mean, to lose weight is just so much easier for them than it is for most of us. What were you saying about Jennifer Hudson, by the way, Jason?
Oh, I was, she cut off all of her hair. She's like...
Oh, really?
Has that sleek... Yeah, she cut off all of her hair. She has, like, this very sleek, nearly bald, like, model-esque type look.
Ooh.
And she looks amazing. She
really got a really good jawline, so I bet that looks really
cool. Yeah, it's really cute on her. It really, really is.
I love her. Like... I need her to come out with, like, a pop dance record. Because I feel like all the songs she's done with David Guetta are, like, fire. But when she sings R&B, it's just not there for me. And I love R&B music, but...
I know. Yeah, she needs to be more mainstream. More mainstream, right?
Yeah, just more mainstream.
Her music.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I think she does, too. I love her. I loved her ever since American Idol. Mm-hmm. And I loved it when she lost and Simon was all like, you know, he just was not into her. And then she goes and wins the Oscar, and she goes and wins Grammys, and she, you know, it's just, I love an underdog. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm looking I'm looking at this picture of her on Instagram. It is amazing. She has, like, such a beautiful face that she has, like, no hair.
I know, it's a really nice picture, isn't it?
She has no hair, but she is just so beautiful. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Bitch is pretty. Anyway. When is she going to get married, by the way? She's been with this guy...
Yeah, he was on what reality show was that? Don't tell me. I Love New York.
Yeah, he's been in a few movies too.
Yeah, they've been together for 8 years.
Yeah, but what they've been engaged for eight years. Yeah. So I'm like, not just together, but they've been engaged for like a long time. Yeah. I'm like, and I always looked at the guy, and I hate to be like this and say this, but I'm going to say it because that's how I am. I think he's gay to me. I don't know. He's always struck me as gay. And maybe he's not, and he probably isn't. But so the fact that they've been not getting married for so long always brings up my radar. I'm like, why are they still not married? Now,
what's the same thing with Stedman and Oprah?
I started to say that Oprah, I don't think Oprah's a lesbian. I don't think Stedman's necessarily gay. Oh, by the way, did you ever see the interview that Oprah gave where she was asked by, I think it was Barbara Walters, and she said, well, many people have talked about your relationship with Gail. And, you know, she's like going on about it. She's like, and she's like, and are you a lesbian? And she goes, I am not lesbian. I've never been lesbian. If I were going to be lesbian, I would be lesbian. It's just the way she said it just cracked me up. Anyway, but no, I think that maybe it's wrong of me to assume that. It's just that I don't think she has to get married or anything. I'm just saying, why be engaged that long? I mean, I don't. The long engagements like that don't make a lot of sense to me. But whatever. Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande and Bill Cosby's most disliked celebrities, really?
Yes. So they did a recent poll, and I guess they had people to vote on, a plethora of different types of celebrities or whatever the case may be. And Bill Cosby and Ariana Grande had ranked at the top for the most disliked celebrities.
I wonder why Ariana.
The donut, and she's a bitch, right?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, she said that she hates America. She did the donut
I don't think her brother has helped.
I do not like Frankie. Either. I've never liked him.
I don't.
Y'all want to hear? Y'all want to hear a really quick funny story?
Sure.
Sure.
Let me paint the picture. It's New York Fashion Week. Third row back. Front row is tons of celebrities. Everybody's there. Vivica Fox, Zach Posen, Paris Hilton, NeNe Leakes. It goes on and on. Naomi Campbell, the whole thing, right? So. Frankie Grande is there. Why? I have no damn idea. Sitting in the front row, right? Again, three rows back. So the models are walking. They start playing Bang Bang. Okay.
Madonna?
Tell me why.
Wait, Madonna's on?
No, but...
Jesse J.
Oh, see, I don't know. I'm old. Okay, go ahead.
God, you're so damn old. Yes, it's a song.
Okay, go ahead.
A song with Jesse J and Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande.
Okay.
And it was a big hit for them.
Okay.
And over the summer, in the spring. So so they start bang, bang into the room. Tell me why he's in his chair doing the most with the gestures and the hair flip. In the lip sync.
That's Frankie, though. I see
that is the most obnoxious shit I've ever seen. I call him Thirsty Grande.
He is.
He's very flamboyant.
But did you see? Do you either of you watch Big Brother?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Michael, my husband and I are obsessed with Big Brother, and we've always watched it. We watch it every year. We're watching it now. But he was on there. Of course, we saw him when he was on Big Brother, and we were like, ooh, we just did not like him. He's annoying as fuck.
He's just so old to be acting like that.
He's just annoying. And the funny thing is, he came in, and he's like, and of course, you know, this is right. It's like 2 years ago or a year ago. I can't remember. It was 2 years ago. But he came into the show, and he's like, well, nobody knows my sister is Ariana Grande, and blah, 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 blah. And so he the whole first, like, half of the show or the season, he didn't tell anybody. It's a huge secret. And finally, it comes out, but when he needs at the last moment to tell people to save him. And everybody's like, oh, my God, your sister's Ariana Grande. Oh, my God. And I was just like, wow. I didn't even know who she was.
She had only had, like, one song.
I had no idea. Yeah. And he was just acting like she was the shit. I was like, okay, whatever. But he acts the same way, and I just always found him to be really annoying. I just don't like
him. But, yeah, he's definitely tarnished her legacy, I think.
Well, I don't think she's helped it. She's no better.
Oh, not at all. And now she's on the new show Scream Queens.
Oh, really?
Which is by Ryan Murphy, which comes out September 22nd, which earlier tonight I went to the preview screening of that. So.
Did you like it?
It was fun. It's definitely going to be one of those things that people either love or hate if they don't understand it. It leans more towards the comedy. It's kind of like Mean Girls meets Scream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just has that funny kind of...
campy.
Bubblegum. Yeah, very campy. Kind of very, like, tongue-in-cheek. I like it because I like stuff like that. Things that are, like, kind of quotable and funny and they're kind of vapid. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it'll definitely be a love or hate, for sure. But I think the younger people will like it. But
yeah, I'm not gonna like it.
It'll be a short stint for Ariana. I'll just say that.
There's just some people that I just in the public eye that I just do not like, and I'm sorry, she's one of them.
Same way. But yeah, it's just that with Ariana Grande, with all the stuff she has been going on recently, and then clearly we know why Bill Cosby.
Right.
Oh, did you guys know that three more ladies, let me say allegedly, came forward about the whole.
I mean, do we even care? Do we even care anymore?
Honestly, I don't care at this point.
No, I care, but I think that to even have to say allegedly is ridiculous after 43 women or whatever have come out and said it. I mean, come on, the man is guilty as sin. Right. I mean, you know what I mean?
I mean, he's completely ruined his.
But how do you separate? Can you separate what he's done, his deeds, from his talent?
I didn't grow up watching that show. So
I know you didn't. I did, but
I love the Cosby Show.
Yeah, I grew up watching it on TV live.
I mean, the Cosby Show
did
was like
write the show or produce the show. Or
yes, he did.
He produced everything. He wrote it. He did everything. Okay,
yeah, he was. He's a very talented man. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, and I don't know why. I guess I'm just able to see people objectively. He's a horrible person in his personal life. Obviously, he's a monster in my opinion.
Yeah, but he seems very mean.
He is, but I think that in terms of his talent, he's very talented in the entertainment industry.
He is. He's very talented and very educated. I will give him that.
Right, and it was just like that one guy. I don't know if you guys remember. I think his name was Roman Polanski or whatever, who had been accused of raping some girl in the 70s, and he fled the country, and then he came back and did a movie like a few years ago. And all of Hollywood was saying, or half of Hollywood was saying, give him the Oscar, and the other half was saying no because he raped a girl. And so, that's what I'm saying. How do you separate their talent from their personality? That's just a hard thing, I think. But
yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think in his case, it's kind of it's just a moral thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of like I think back to Michael Jackson. You know, people loved Michael Jackson. But when that whole trial happened, people were not on Team Michael.
Some people
and
were turning.
It wasn't until he died that people were supporting his music and would play his music and were Team MJ. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's kind of like, at the time before he passed away, people saw him as that. They didn't see the legacy of music he left behind, even though he was proved not guilty. So I think we're wired that way. I don't think it's something that you can separate.
I don't know. I can. I'm not wired that way.
When it comes to reputation, when it comes to reputation, now when it comes to acting or something like that, I think that's completely different. It's what's fair and yada yada yada. But as far as reputation goes.
Well, yeah, I mean, a person's reputation is all based on what they do, and that's period. Exactly. So that's, of course, different. But who the hell is Janelle Monáe? I'm sorry who that is either.
Are you serious?
No, I'm sorry. I told you I'm old. I don't know who that is.
But before we go to that, I also want to say that Bill Cosby also created, and I think he had written a few episodes for A Different World, so I want to say that as well. But as far as Janelle Monáe, Janelle Monáe is, she's an R&B. It's kind of like a R&B pop. She does, I guess you could say, Michelle, like an R&B
pop.
Oh,
I know who she is. I see her picture now. I know who she is.
She wears the suits.
Yeah, they got the pompadour hair.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So she was performing on the Today Show, promoting her her album, I'm assuming. And towards the end, the Today Show is taped live, of course.
Right.
And towards the end of one of her songs, she was speaking out about police brutality. She didn't necessarily bring anything up about race.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. She just said that, you know, we really need to take a stand about what's going on and yada, yada, yada. And as soon as she started her, you know, rant about the police brutality situation, they just come in and just cut her off and just like, let's give it up for Janelle Monáe and we'll be back after these messages. Like, they just cut her off and I'm like, really?
I don't think it was a black or white thing. I think it's just a controversy thing.
Yeah, and network is scared as hell because they do not want to pay those advertisers.
No, they don't.
That's what it is. I mean,
I mean, I think they should have let her speak because I'm all for that. But I think it's more about them just being afraid of what she was
going to say. Yeah, it wasn't anything racist. She didn't say anything about race. Yeah. She was just talking about, you know, just the situation that's been going on, you know, lately, and they just cut her off.
Which needs public attention. I mean, things that happen and people just, you know, it's all a big deal, then all of a sudden it just fades away. It's still an issue that should be addressed. And so I'm glad that she did that. That's good. Good for her.
But I haven't seen the clip, so I don't know. But, you know, you got to remember the hosts are doing their job too, and they're being told something by producers in their ear.
Yeah.
So I also think it's important that we don't put the blame there because they're doing their job.
Yeah,
I don't think he's blaming them either.
He's just mentioning it. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm
not blaming the hosts. I know the hosts are going off of what producers are saying in their ear or whatever the case may be. But I was just like, okay, well, I guess.
Yeah, it's sad. I think that's a big issue right now that society is talking about that media is not talking about.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with America. That's what's wrong. Exactly. I'm sorry. And don't even get me started on politics. One day, you all three of us are having a political show, and you're just going to see me go off, okay? Okay. Now,
I'm okay with that.
Okay, good. Morgan Freeman's granddaughters, what the hell happened there?
Well, see, this is still a developing story, so details are still coming out. But the only thing that we have found out so far is that Morgan Freeman's granddaughter, which her name is Adina Hines, I hope I'm saying her first name correctly.
Sounds right.
Was stabbed to death in New York City, and they found some guy standing over her, you know, ranting some religious shit,
ooh,
or whatever the case may be. It turns out later that it turned out to be her boyfriend, or not her, I think it was a boyfriend or either her ex boy. No, it was her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
His name is Lamar Davenport.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been charged with second degree murder. They really don't know what led up to that or what made him snap and just, you know, stab her to death. So,
you know, it's so scary because you can be with someone and think you know them and love them and know them intimately and not know them at all. It's or she could have been staying, if this is what happened, you know, stayed with him in an abusive relationship, and this is the final straw. I just think it's so sad. That's horrible. That's really sad.
Yeah, they were saying that a witness, I guess someone witnessed it, from a distance, and they saw her boyfriend stabbing her.
Was it in her apartment or on the street or something?
On the street.
It was
on
the street. Yeah.
Wow.
And he was yelling, "Devil be gone."
But it was on the upper West Side. If you know very.
That's a very nice area.
Yeah, on the Upper West Side. A lot of Jewish people. I want to say like 120th, so maybe almost to Harlem.
Yeah, well, that's like near Columbia, I think.
So.
Wow, that's.
I want to say right, yeah.
Yeah, wow. So he was yelling "Devil be gone" while he was slamming her. I don't know what that's all about, but it's still developing. So,
tell me about the Straight Out of Compton review, because I want to know.
Yeah,
I actually, you know, have a fleeting interest in this movie. So tell us about that.
So, you know, as everyone knows, for weeks now they've been promoting the hell out of Straight Out of Compton. It's been on billboards, TV, internet, social media. I mean, everywhere you go.
And by the way, the soundtrack was like number one in iTunes or something the past
week. Yes, yeah. Yes. So I went to the movies on Sunday, went opening weekend, and it's a really good movie. I will say this.
Hold on. Will you tell us what it's about, just so we're all...
Yeah, why don't you fill us in?
Sorry.
It's about What's-His-Face's life.
We can just assume we all know.
Yeah.
Okay, so during the late 80s, early 90s, there was a group that formed that was with Ice Cube, the DOC, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, and someone else I can't think of the name of right now. And they performed this, you know, they came together as a group, and they were mainly speaking about things that were going on. Let me back up. They performed, they became a rap group.
Right.
And they, you know, mainly were just rapping about things that was going on because they were all from Compton.
They were rapping about their lives.
Exactly. They were talking about things that were going on because, you know, they were rapping about police brutality and just issues that were going on in everyday lives of, you know,
in the hood.
In the hood, pretty much. So what happened was, as they became together, they, was founded by a manager, or a manager found them, rather.
Which is Jimmy Iovine, right?
I think so, yeah. Signed them to a label, and they became big. So, you know, when they became big, they were trying to come up with a name for themselves, I guess in the process of becoming big. And, you know, so they was like, well, you know, what should we call ourselves? And, you know, they were tossing around a few names, and nothing really was clicking, or the case may be. And I think Ice Cube, if I could be wrong, but I think Ice Cube was the one that came up with the name for them, which is NWA, which is Niggas With Attitude.
Okay.
So they went along with that, and that's they were just known as NWA.
That I never knew that's what that stood for.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I am not from the hood, darling. I'm sorry. I don't know. No, go ahead.
So, yeah, it means Niggas With Attitude.
Okay.
So they come out with, you know, all of these hits. They came out with, I mean, just numerous number one hits. But then also, the main thing that really gave them stardom, but yet a lot of controversy, they came out with a single called Fuck the Police.
Right.
Oh, I do know that. Yes, I knew. Everyone
knows that song.
Yeah. So when they came up with that song, it caused like this. It became like a number one single, but it also became like this huge controversy.
Yes, it did.
Because they were just like, you know, they were promoting, you know, violence against police officers and killings.
But let me just interject. I mean, you have to look at it from their perspective, though, and that song's from their perspective and from the lives that they led and where they lived and how they were treated by the police.
Exactly. So that was their response too. But you also remember that the people that, you know, was making this big controversy, this was coming from mainly white stream America.
Right.
You know,
America.
Oh, sorry, mainstream white America. That's what I was trying to say. Sorry. So yeah, but it was just one of those things, and they were just like, well, you know, we're just, you know, telling our story based on what we've been through and that type of thing, but you know, white America won't have it.
But that's the thing about art. That's art.
What was that?
That's art. Art, you talk about, it reflects your life and who you are.
Exactly.
So, going over into the movie, there was a scene where they were performing in Detroit, I believe, And the police officers actually pulled them back. Well, before they performed, they were backstage, and they said, well, you know, when you're on stage, you can't sing about this. You can't sing, you know, anything. You can't sing anything from the police or anything like that. And they said that if you do, you will be arrested.
That's the same thing that happened to Madonna in Detroit. Yep.
Come on, Blonde Ambition Tour.
Same thing happened to Madonna. Go ahead.
Really?
Yes, because Detroit has this morals law or something about saying certain things in public and like certain gyrations or certain kind of words, and that's why. So the same thing happened to her as happened to them. Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't know that. So they went on stage and they performed the song anyway.
That's what she said. She said, fuck them, I'm doing my show anyway. Go ahead.
Exactly. And so they performed the song. And when they performed the song in the movie, you can see the police officer kind of like moving, you know, moving towards the stage or whatever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
And not sure what happened in the movie, but I think the police purposely fired some rounds in the audience just to kind of get them to run off the stage or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And pretty much arrested them and charged them with whatever charge there is for doing something like that, and took them off to jail, and they were still cheering, and it was kind of funny. They were still kind of cheering off.
But ultimately, they end up being very successful, famous rappers, and right? All that.
So, yeah. Tell us three things you really liked about the movie. Why we should go see it?
It was dead on. The acting is extremely good.
Okay, good acting.
Very good acting. Everyone looks pretty much like the rappers.
Okay, production value third.
Yes, unlike Aaliyah. Go ahead.
Exactly. And let's see. My third would be
the music,
soundtrack. The soundtrack. Okay. They have amazing soundtrack.
So, did they use the original music or did they re-record?
No, original music.
Original music.
Nice.
Original
music.
How long?
The movie is about 2.5 hours.
Wow! Really?
Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours.
I'm gonna have to wait till that comes on Netflix.
But it's really, really good.
I see that at the Studio Movie Girls. I get a margaritas going.
Yeah, yes. The movie is really, really good. Everyone looks the same. Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson. O'Shea Jackson plays Ice Cube in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
He looks just like him in the movie. I mean, Eazy-E looks just like Eazy-E.
Okay.
Dr. Dre, the guy that plays Dr. Dre, looks just like him. The only person that was in the movie that did not look pretty much like anyone, in my opinion, they had a guy who played Snoop Dogg. The guy had the height. He was tall like Snoop Dogg.
But his face wasn't long.
And he sounded like Snoop Dogg, but he just didn't kind of... just really didn't look like him.
And that's okay. It's a movie.
But it was okay. But everyone else was pretty much... when it comes to the looks, I mean, it was like... to a T.
What? So, but without giving me too much information, like, does it end in modern time, or does it end, like, at the end of their era, or, like, where do we end at? Like, do we watch them die? Like,
no, well, I don't want to spoil it, but...
But just give me, what am I... Timeline. Well, timeline.
Pretty much goes from, people begin to leave, you know, they were all united as one group under one label. And of course, you have to watch the movie, but there are a lot of, you know, people begin to have differences with money and that type of thing, and people begin to leave the group. I don't want to say because I don't want to spoil the movie.
Right.
And then people, you know, ventured out and did their own thing and came out with disc records and started the label, that type of thing. You just have to watch, though. Like, I would actually pay to go watch it again. Like, it was that good.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I've heard.
And opening weekend, I think they made $60.1
million. Yeah, they did really well. Really, really well.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
it's a really good movie. Really good.
I'll definitely watch it when it comes on Apple TV.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go see it.
Because it's so long. 2.5 hours. I'm like,
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours. It's a long
movie. I'm going to do a solo date and go see it by myself.
Okay.
I went to Studio Movie Grill, and I had a margarita and some chicken tenders, and I had a
margarita. Okay. That's what I get.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay, guys. Well, that's all for tonight's show. We're going to be back. By the way, everybody, if you're listening to the show, be sure to check out gayxyz.com. And be sure to listen to the show in the archives. If you're listening to the archives, you're listening to it in the archives. But if you can listen to it live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central with Christian and Jason and myself, Donovan. And Christian's website is...
ChristianAlexanderFashion.com. And I just updated it yesterday, so I got a new cheap chic look on there. Woo-hoo. A little bit of high-low fashion, so go check that out if you're into
it. I'm going to check it out right after this. And my show...
ChristianAlexanderFashion.com.
Yes, my show's at offlimitshow.com. And Jason, you can reach him on Twitter at...
Jason B. Like. It is Jason underscore B-B-E underscore like.
And we'll be back next week with a whole new show, whole new topics, and a lot of bitchiness. Okay?
Yes.
See you all later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.